Did I not just hear an ad for a Mid-South Fair?
Probably. Yeah, that's going on now at the Agri
Yeah.
Center, I think. Yeah. But the fair ain't the same, John. It's just here a couple weekends and they're just taking you. Liberty
Yeah, I'm
Land.
sure they got like
Liberty Land was ours. We could stay in
they
it.
got like a mascot they got running around there, don't they?
Fair?
Yeah. That a kid can get a picture with, man. Like Chuck E.
Probably
Cheese or something.
some dirty looking rabbits or something. You know what I'm saying? Those
Yeah,
man, a dirty looking Easter bunny or something, right?
like the
I don't look
like the
for fair
leprechaun.
mascots. No. I wouldn't trust a fair leprechaun.
Remember that movie, The Leprechaun?
Yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Boy gave me nightmares.
Really?
Nah, he was a little ugly son of a gun. Back to
He
the point, man.
was.
Back to the point. This is you do this one time. You're going too early, but I'm not going to be the guy that sits up here and judges you.
Yeah.
You're going to
Yeah, I
be
mean,
you have enough
I don't know if
income
you're
that you'll be
wrong.
going back for Dominic because again, this is unfair to him. You know, to push this
Right.
on him so early when he's not going to be able to get out and really
Yeah.
ride the rides and experiences, I'm going to call it a little bit unfair.
Now, I know Brad has very strong opinions about Disney, but have you taken Jake to Disney? Did you do
Yes.
that, Brad?
Yeah, we did Disney.
You did it one time?
Yeah, we did it one time. We're in the same
Okay.
boat
See.
as Jason. We went when he was, I think, eight.
We're normal people, Brad, you and I.
Yeah, he was an 8-year-old. He got to meet Jake from the Neverland Pirates. It was a great event. I've got a picture of him with the castle in the background. And then we move on. Actually, this was the first year Dollywood. We went to Dollywood. We got free tickets. Media get free tickets, by the way, to Dollywood. I'll let you know how to do that
Wasn't
off
it
the
voted
air.
like one of the best parks
It
in
was
America,
voted
if
number
not?
one ahead of Disney World.
John, you could be going to Dolly World. A lot cheaper, have a better.
Dollywood is for media. You get two free tickets for media, and I've got the setup for y'all.
Well, Disney actually used to be able. I actually got into Disney last time I went as an adult, like 10, 11 years ago. I got into Disney as media. They used to have a
Yeah.
program. They used
ESPN, because we're an affiliate, used to give
right.
us free tickets. They
Yes.
cut that gravy train off, I think.
They did. You can't get media passes anymore.
Yeah. I mean, it's on a it's not it, I think Jason is 100% right. Way overrated, way overpriced. Dollywood is better, and it's a one-off deal. It's not one of these things that's affordable anymore. Think about it this way. For $10,000 to $20,000, you could go over to Europe and do a
Yes.
once in a lifetime vacation, which is much about the price you're going to pay once you get park
Oh,
passes,
yeah.
all the S you pay for. It's bro, the a la carte is brutal.
Well, look, you're not wrong, obviously. I mean, if it was up to me, would I be going to Disney World? No, but it's not up to me anymore.
I
I
heard
am
that.
second.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
I would
I
explore
could think.
Dollywood though. Better than Disney, in my opinion.
But my kids aren't Brad Carson. You know, I mean, I just they're not going to go for that. They want to see Elsa and
Dude,
all the Little Mermaid.
Dominic's young enough. You could raise him up on Dollywood and their
Yeah, I'm not
mascots and
sure he'll care
You
as
could
much.
tell him
He
it's Disney
you,
World, he'd
exactly.
believe it.
That's where he's gonna come up because he ain't gonna
Well,
remember this
he's
trip.
free. I don't have to pay for him.
You could tell her it's free. She would believe it.
But I'm saying, like, with him, it doesn't matter that he doesn't remember it because I don't have to pay anything for him. I don't even have to pay for the flight seat for him yet. So
Better characters, better
he's along for the
experience.
ride.
But if you don't
But
go back, he doesn't really get a trip. You don't go back and pay for him at
oh
some
yeah, you're
point.
right. No,
He
we'll go
gets
to
nothing. He doesn't. This will be nothing in his
I'm
mind.
gonna
Jake
take
liked Lego
Dom to
Land
the
better.
Olympics. Is
Legoland was
that
better
okay?
down
Can I
there.
take Dominic to the Olympics in LA in
Yes.
2023? In LA, that's too. What are you talking about? It's too
What the
soon. You ain't
hell?
gonna remember the hell he went out to LA and saw the sprinters in
The
LA and
U.S.
saw.
men's national team.
I mean,
LeBron James.
how old is Dom now?
He'll be two in
Approaching
February.
two. Approaching two. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, you got a long way to go. That memory don't start kicking in until what, six, seven, where it can
Yeah.
actually be a core memory and roll that
He
ball
won't
roll up into
remember
the
this
brain.
ever.
Yeah, that's why I
I
just
went to Disney one time as a kid that I remember. I think we went twice or ever. And I only remember one. And yeah, I don't know. I think for boys mostly, Disney is kind of hit or miss. Like boys can take it or leave it. But I have a daughter, man. She's all about it. She's a Disney princess. So
I'll enjoy
I
yourself.
gotta I gotta take care of her.
I don't
So
know. All the adult men around here seem to love Disney.
Brad will not let you go to Disney without a child. He will wand you and stop and frisk.
I judge.
I mean, what about Universal? Is there is
Yeah,
there
that's
a
a little
is
more
there
appropriate because it's entertainment and you're not looking at characters, a castle. it's a small world. Yeah, a little more in the ballpark here.
Jason, I kind of think you're with Brad on that. I kind of think you lean more towards you shouldn't go to Disney as an adult without kids.
This is a take I've long had. It's suspect, you know. And again, I'm not going to judge you, but I'm going to watch you. I'm sure going to watch you. I'm going to have my
eye got a, on you. Got another eye on you.
Man, I'm not going to call the authorities or anything.
No,
else.
I'm not
you
calling
go,
authorities.
You go have a good time, but my eye's on you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? I've been to Dolly World, by the way. Gatlinburg.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing happening there.
Just went. It's awesome.
Dude, what Unless, are you talking
I mean,
about?
Now I did go about, you know, 15 years ago, so maybe it's changed.
They've spent a lot of money on it. Number one park in America.
Yeah, I saw that ranking recently.
I think it was USA Today. Yeah, number
Who
one.
Who ranked it? Dolly Parton?
No, it was like number one in the country, and I think it was a USA. It was like a mainstream poll.
Yeah, but like most bang for your buck.
Yeah,
and all
like
that.
Yeah, $100.
Mm-hmm. And
it's $100. It's $100 to get in, but it's just terrific. Best. The rides were all like you could get from one ride to the next. Rides were very easy to get on and off. They were good. You had log flumes, water mixed with. It was just very good. Good games, good shows. You could get from one part to the next. Very good. Easy. And they have one of those trains that goes around the perimeter of it. I enjoyed it.
I could see that. I mean, honestly, if you're just somebody that just wants to get on some roller coasters and just ride some rides and eat a corn dog or something.
Yeah.
You know, I think Dollywood would be perfect for you.
Yeah.
You know, I'd probably have a ride where you like motorboat Dolly like as an attraction.
Oh my Woman God. Is 80, John. How
me,
dare you?
Dude, what are you talking about here?
No.
Clean it up. Their hotels are apparently highly rated as well.
Yep.
For Dollywood's Dream More Resort and Spa and the Heartsong Lodge and Resort are both ranked ahead of Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge in Orlando,
wow.
Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Top
wow.
end.
Yeah. Brad knows his stuff on Dollywood.
I wanted to share some of my pain right now. Disney is super. I know there are a lot of parents out there who probably booked these trips recently who are feeling the same thing I'm feeling right now.
They get that HELOC from Leaders, bro. That's what
I
recommend.
For real. That's what they tell you. I mean, that's part of the thing. It's like you can use it for that. You know, it's nice to have. And then you just pay yourself back. Isn't that the beautiful thing about it, Jason? You just pay yourself back with that HELOC.
There you go.
Anyway, I'll send y'all some $3,000 pictures.
Yeah.
So
I'll put a heart on it. Hope that makes it worth it. I'll do it on Instagram
heart.
And Facebook for you, John. I'll make sure I heart both of them.
You guys took a nice Jason's family took that vacation out east. Was it New York City? That looked like fun, even with Chris's age.
Yeah.
That looked like a lot of fun.
No theme parks involved there, brother.
No, but like cool stuff. You know, cool experience.
Yeah, we did freaking Broadway. We did Hamilton on Broadway. Don't get it.
That's top end right there.
Exactly. We only do top end, but we do it once.
Hey,
we do it once.
Make it a memory.
File that away in your core memory banks.
That's right.
And we're moving on.
Right.
Never again.
I do want to apologize for my Dolly Parton attraction idea. That should not have left the cutting room floor. But, you know, sometimes you got to push the edge a little bit, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, they have two rides that you'd like.
Is Dolly ever there? I love Dolly. Dolly's amazing. She has like the books that she sends out to all the kids.
Books from birth, bro.
Exactly.
Mayor Wharton
she,
started it with her over here in West Tennessee. He's a big fan of that as well.
She's a great woman.
She's a champion.
I can't believe
exactly
I would disrespect her like
and
that.
Reading, bro. And you're
a champion.
Now, some people are saying that they would get the fast pass for that ride if they ever had it.
Heard that.
Say no names.
Oh, thank you.
Skip it.
Granny jokes.
The lightning pass, I think is what it's called now. But you got to pay for that as well. That's
Thank
extra.
You, John. Anyway. You're on fire.
Thank you.
All right. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. 125, Norton Hurd's going to join us. We'll talk to him about Memphis basketball, Arkansas series, John Calipari, and more. Stick around. Jason DeJohn, 92 FM, ESPN. Some pretty big NBA news has come across the wire, Jason. And, you know, we'll see how big a deal the NBA wants to make it. But the Los Angeles Clippers, according to Pablo Torre, who is a podcaster now, he reported on Wednesday, his first show at The Athletic, that the Clippers paid Kawhi Leonard through a now bankrupt company $28 million owned by Clippers owner Steve Ballmer. It was a quote-unquote endorsement with a tree planting service called Aspiration, and that The company paid Leonard without requiring the Clippers star to do any marketing or any endorsements for the company. And an unnamed employee who purportedly worked for Aspiration told Pablo Torre that the payment to Kawhi Leonard of that amount was to circumvent the salary cap. Now, the Clippers did respond, and they did say that neither Mr. Ballmer nor the Clippers circumvented the salary cap or engaged in any misconduct related to Aspiration. Any contrary assertion is provably false. But how do you pay a guy $28 million for a no-show job and it be anything other than circumventing the salary cap, Jason?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a tree service, bro?
Right.
I mean, I don't know how outraged you are about it. I don't know. I don't know what the Clippers, you know, salary cap situation is, but I mean, that's a pretty significant amount of money. I mean, that's, you know, $28 million. I assume that, you know, that's one year, one quote unquote endorsement. And nobody's paying like that, bro. Ain't nobody paying $28 million for a tree planting service, bro.
Shout out to Pablo Torre, first of all, for the journalism he is still doing, you know, post his ESPN career, because I remember it was the, with that North Carolina story involving Belichick's girlfriend, right, that he got accused of having wrong info. Remember, it was about her being in the facility and everything else. He's doing the kind of journalism that, frankly, these franchises, these organizations don't want you to see. They want the PR stuff. They want all the and Pablo's still giving you the story. Impressive that he got apparently these legal documents and everything else sent to him. I think it says a lot about what folks think of him and the journalism he's doing, all that. So shout out to Pablo Torre, because again, this is not a story ESPN or somebody's going to get. Pablo's doing this on his own. I mean, he's gone solo dolo pretty much with that pod, with that, what's it called? That podcast that he's got. I think it's a podcast. It was part of the, it was cited when he did the report on North Carolina. But back to the point, I love what he's doing. Like, he's carving out his own niche. First of all. And then secondly, like, I believe this. I'm with you. Like, why would you pay him this money? For nothing, a no-show job, that amount of money. So I don't believe the Clippers when they say they can, prove that this is not the case. And I'd like to see the NBA, look deep into it. I don't know if they will, because they're in love with Steve Ballmer.
Yeah, I mean, can we not do that here with the Grizzlies, bro?
Do what?
Like, we got to give somebody some money. Who's your favorite Grizz right now? Like, just give me, like, who are you really loving at this moment? I know that's kind of a tough question, because you may not be loving anybody at this moment.
It's Ja Morant, who's up for a contract extension.
All right, let's give Ja Morant $40 million to install a router for Ubiquity.
Yeah, and hope the NBA doesn't look into it. They will with you. They probably won't hear of the Ballmer.
I mean, come on. Ja can't be your IT guy. He can't be like the Grizz version of the GOAT, Allen. Shout out to Allen, by the way, the GOAT. He can't be the Grizzlies Allen, works on the transmitter, works on the router. He can't do that for $40 million.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it is.
Great idea.
I mean, ultimately. I mean, I know he's got a tree planting service. I mean, what a stupid story that they thought this would just, I mean, I guess it was going to go completely unnoticed if not for our man Pablo Torre here. This feels like corruption at its finest. And, I mean, $28 million is a huge, I mean, think about all the $28 million players out there, right, Jason? I mean, we could go through the list here, but we, in terms of player salaries, but I'm just trying to get like who makes $28 million a year in the NBA? That's what I'm going to try to find here. All right. So you're talking about guys like Derek White for the Celtics, Andrew Wiggins, Isaiah Hartenstein, Draymond Green, Anthony Simons, which, by the way, it's crazy that these guys are making that kind of money. Trey Murphy makes $25 million a year. So that's a real salary,
Yes.
I mean, that's like they're paying him. They're paying Kawhi a Jaden McDaniels type salary, outside of the salary cap, I guess, to sweeten the pot with him or whatever the case may be. But, yeah, man, I just I wonder what action the NBA – I mean, they should definitely do something. I know you say they love Steve Ballmer, and they do, but you can't just let this corruption go, you know, unscathed.
Oh, Silver's soft. He's very soft commissioner. So if anything, I'm sure it'll be a slap of the wrist or a fine. I would compare this to the NFL and how it doesn't seemingly hold Jerry Jones to account in terms of his negotiations individually with players. Most recently, this Micah Parsons thing, how that goes against the CBA, and it doesn't seem like the NFL wants to do anything about it, or in this case, the Players Association. Like, no one's stepping up. I sense some of that here. I just, again, are you going to look into it, NBA, or is it going to be a deal where, and you don't want this kind of news out there? Because frankly, you don't want, you know, this stuff turned over in every franchise of your organization. This would be bad news for you if teams are getting away with this and it's happening on your watch. So my guess is they don't want those depths explored, is my point. And so, yeah, maybe in the end they won't be able to refute it, because what Pablo's got, he's got the goods, you know, some of these, in terms of this evidence that he's got. But ultimately, I think it'll just be a slap on the wrist, because a lot of times, man, these commissioners will not enforce anything when it comes to these owners. I'd point to that NFL situation with Jerry Jones. Ballmer's, what, the richest? Like, he built them that new arena that they love out in L.A. Like, Silver's not going to want to piss him off or anything that's going to be, something that could come back. He's not that type. He seems soft. So, anything other than a slap in the wrist and a fine here, I'd have a hard time believing that there's going to be any punishment that really impactful.
They need to do something, damn it. But yeah, crazy story there from Pablo Torre in his debut for The Athletic.
We got NFL tomorrow night, obviously, with Cowboys and Philly. Roger Goodell spoke on something that we've all since, I think, and maybe even before, but once Travis Kelce proposed to Taylor Swift, we talked about, would there be a Super Bowl halftime show featuring Taylor Swift? And Roger Goodell has spoken on it, said superstar Taylor Swift is a maybe to perform next year at this coming Super Bowl. It'll be February 8th, 2026. This one's going to be in Santa Clara, California at Levi's Stadium where the Niners play. We would always love to have Taylor play, he said. She's a special, special talent, and obviously she would be welcome anytime. Although Goodell wouldn't say whether a Swift Super Bowl appearance was already in the works, he didn't deny the possibility when asked. Is it a maybe? He was asked, it's a maybe. Talks of Swift being the Super Bowl halftime performer have just raised up since they announced their engagement on that New Heights podcast or whatever the heck it's called. I don't watch it. I know that millions do. And I know that this is world news. I've enjoyed recently the recent Super Bowl halftimes we've had. And I can't imagine that the NFL isn't going to want to be all on board with having the world's number one star there at halftime. And do you say maybe? Do you mess with her, you know, her schedule and everything else, if it's not going to end up happening? I don't know. Goodell flirting a little bit with something, you know, a little bit dangerous considering how much of a star she is.
Yeah. I don't know how you handle that. But it does seem like it's been nothing but momentum towards her being there. You know, it just would be very different than what we've seen from Jay-Z.
Right. Well, it'd be a little bit of a change. And then, you know, some folks will appreciate that, a little bit of a change from what we've had here recently. But let's be real, too. She just released, her 12th album? So in terms of timeliness, what you had Kendrick Lamar last year, you got Taylor Swift this year. Like, the NFL would be at a time where sometimes you had to go back to some of the old acts, right, and have them play the hits. They've had some pretty timely hit makers in terms of the last couple of years, and this would fall right in line with her, the whole 12th album and everything else. But with her, I don't know what her tour schedule and all that stuff. Surely they're going to get this done. I don't think Goodell would be playing with it if they didn't have serious intentions of trying to get this done.
Yeah, I mean, it would be probably the highest rated Super Bowl halftime show ever.
There's no question. It would make it newsworthy.
Yeah. So I think, you know, that if you're the NFL, you have to absolutely, you know, I mean, if you assume the Chiefs have a great chance of being in the Super Bowl, right? So, I mean, you could just really swift it out. You know, you got the Chiefs there, and then you got, you know, the halftime show. I mean, it would be I don't know what the record is. I mean, I assume Prince is probably up there, right? That halftime show was unbelievable. But I assume it would break it if you do Taylor Swift. So
NFL probably try to televise the wedding and everything. You know, they're all in the business of Taylor Swift, and she has seemingly allowed them to, you know, kind of hook on to her fame, and she's gotten a little something out of it. So I could, I mean, this not just this and halftime shows, man, when they do this wedding, that thing's going to be televised, be the most viewed thing we've ever seen probably on live television. I'd imagine, why wouldn't you do it? It's like the freaking king and queen, you know, of England. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, we love that too. We go crazy over that. I mean, I, you know, I don't really think of Taylor Swift as a great performer. I mean, I think of her as like a great songwriter, a great musician, but her fans are just – her fans are the most loyal fans in the world.
Don't they say she's a great performer, though? Like,
I'm sure they would. I'm sure they would say that.
Yeah, done cut concerts off, always, you know, didn't cancel anything, and gives everything she's got for the 2.5-3 hours or whatever. You just mean like that song – you just mean like dancing? It doesn't entertain you, but to her fans.
No, ballsy, I mean, as you know, but she, you know, she puts on an entertaining show.
Cool. Well, 35 years old now, and hopefully, you know, the NFL is hoping she'll be.
If you let me ask you this: if you could pick right now, like you're in charge, boom, Jason Smith is in charge of the halftime show act, and like anybody would do it, like whoever you want would do it. You don't have to convince them. You have to appeal to the entire United States of America, non-Taylor Swift. Who are you putting at halftime?
I don't know right now. Again, I think they hit goal with Kendrick Lamar where he was in terms of the music he had out at the time. I don't know who that is right now, frankly.
It is Taylor, but like we're taking her off.
Yeah, you just made it extremely tough when you take Taylor Swift off of that. She's the obvious answer. I think that's where you want to go first, and anything else is going to be a letdown,
right?
Yes, yes, yes.
So I mean, you can never go wrong with Beyonce, even if it's a repeat, though.
Yes. You know, again, you know, we've been there, done that. And I'm not right now. I don't know what album she's got out. It doesn't seem like she's got any new music out. It doesn't align.
She's got
with that.
The country album.
Man,
that
thing
right?
Been out, bro. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't align.
She's just still on that tour, I guess, or just finished it or whatever. So you know, Taylor Swift, Beyonce. Man, I don't. You know, have we done Rihanna already? Haven't we?
Yes. Yes, just recently.
Has Post Malone done it? I don't think so.
I don't know if he would be high on my list though.
Yeah. Ed Sheeran, Adele, Drake.
I think we canceled Drake.
We canceled Drake.
Yeah, he's still around. But.
Dua Lipa.
How long has it been since Beyonce? I guess
it'd be her third time, right?
Is it third time for her?
I think so. I think
last
so.
Time, she was that. she did the Beyonce. She did the remember she did the Netflix.
Oh yeah,
for the Houston Baltimore game.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But I think the last one that she did for the Super Bowl was 2013.
Okay,
has that been enough time?
I guess I'm not gonna go run into the TV, but for a lot of people, for the Beehive, sure. And if you're coming off Taylor Swift, we're not getting Taylor Swift. That's a good plan B, having Beyonce.
What about Justin Bieber?
Yeah. You can have the whole family in front of the TV for that one.
Justin Bieber, bro. He's a performer. How about Shakira?
No, thank you.
Adele is a no because she's like a crooner, right? She doesn't have a Super Bowl halftime show written on her. She's a great artist, but you know, you have to have something more to the table, you know, than just being able to sing. You got to have some presence.
What we've established is it's Taylor Swift or bust, and anything not Taylor Swift come February is going to be a letdown. Okay.
Well, I do think
that's the way to bottom line this.
I do think that's true. It's like they've put themselves in a situation now where everybody's expecting it, right? So, and she's kind of played into it because she had like, you know, the tweets about the sourdough and you know, everything else. So, I mean, I think she's definitely she's played into it as well. I'm expecting it to be her. I mean, we can look. Let's look at Kalshi. Let's see what they priced it at. I'm sure they've got odds on it. Let's see who the favorite is. My guess is it's totally Taylor Swift. Let's see. Who will headline the halftime show? Taylor Swift is the favorite. 52% chance.
Okay. Does that have others?
Post Malone, Brad's choice, 29%. And then how about this one? Third, Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. It's in the Bay, so you could, you know, you probably do some cameos with some Bay artists, you know, Journeys from that area. I know they haven't been touring this year. I don't know.
I think Metallica's a little too old, don't you?
And white, right? Not very
well,
mainstream.
I mean, I don't have any problem. I don't see color, but I think they're just a little too old. Like, who wants to watch Metallica? Like, Metallica fans,
right?
I mean, I'm sure they're like Dave Matthews band fans. They all go to every show, whatever. But yeah, Metallica can bring out Pearl Jam and Darius Rucker.
Great show.
Yeah,
that'd be a fun show. I don't think it'd be Metallica. I think it'll be Taylor Swift. And yeah, the market's responding to that as well. So anyway, yeah, Roger Goodell did not shoot it down. You can say that definitively. He definitely left that one up to interpretation. Left it wide open that Taylor Swift could be performing at the halftime show at this year's Super Bowl. All right. We didn't somehow talk about Deion yet this week. I guess that's because was that game Friday night? I guess that's kind of why we didn't really touch on it, because we had a whole day of games on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So it worked out pretty well. But Deion lost his opener 27-20 to Georgia Tech. And it's the first time he's ever been 0-1 as a head coach. And he's getting criticism because he did not use his two timeouts. They got the final drive there with 1:07 left, and he went home with both of his timeouts. And a big part of that is because the first play, which is a pass that ended up being a negative play, chewed up a lot of that time. And Deion was asked about it, talked about it today, and he said – He was kind of defiant. He said, if we hit the darn plays, we wouldn't be asking these questions. We had the plays. We just didn't make it happen. Do you call a timeout there? No, you're right there. You don't call a timeout there. You've got to go. You've got to go. You're running tempo. We're trying to fix what was broken last week, and we're on to this week. I was there a few days ago, but I'm gone now. I am into this week now. I'm a little disappointed, Jason, that he's not taking accountability for that. It's outrageous to not use both of those timeouts. It's any coach would have used at least one of those timeouts. I know you want to go tempo, but like, you have to save yourself some time to get set up and like get a playoff. I don't think it was a bad loss by any stretch of the imagination, but like, come on, Prime, you got to take some, a little bit of accountability there for not using those timeouts, right?
Yeah, no question about it. It's not just your players didn't just lose that game. And frankly, they should have won it going away and pulled away early, because Georgia Tech was just giving them the ball early left and right. I think it was two or three early turnovers that had set up Colorado to blow that game open early, and they did not. And that can't, again, you can blame the players for that, and or do it down the stretch with the lack of execution, but that goes back to you. And this was supposed to be, you know, everybody's watching, want to see what you were going to do post Shadur. Post Travis Hunter, and whether it's the use of timeouts, whether it's playing cleanly, that's you wanted to see that brand of football. I thought it was a disappointing loss to have GT come in there and beat you with where Deion had talked about before the game. They hope to have their lines now. You know, both offensive and defensive lines. He's been there now, has had some time to make. They had talked about that being better and sort of being the more physical team. And Georgia Tech, man, in the end, really just out-physicaled them. And so I thought it was disappointing just in terms of a first-step start out of the post-your-son-as-the-quarterback era. I'm not ruling out Deion here. But listen, man, it's gonna get tough for you, Deion, and you're going to get some tough questions, because you're going to have some – you know, there's going to be some of these now when it's not Shadur back there completing 70-something percent of his passes and Travis shutting off a whole side of the field. And so it's going to get harder. He better be ready for – more questions like this, questions of accountability. He's going to have to get used to it, man, because clearly they're going to take a step back. I mean, that's what's obvious. It surprised me how still engaged and in this he is with the health issues, right? And having to do this reset, obviously a big contract helps you with that. But I am absolutely expecting a step back. It shouldn't have looked like that, though. They should have beaten Georgia Tech, and especially with the early turnovers. Dude, those dudes fumbled like their first 2-3 possessions. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, Deion said he's going to give the freshman quarterback, Juju Lewis, he's going to play this week.
Might as well.
You know, so, I mean, you know, it gets Delaware, so I assume it's going to be a big, it's going to be a blowout, and they'll really let him cook. But, Salter didn't, like, jump off the page at me. I mean, he was a dynamic, but seemed like he kind of struggled a little bit. Decision-making wasn't the best. Deion said, I don't have to really sit down and say, Caden, you should have ran right there. You don't think he knows that? I'm pretty sure the internet has told him. I don't have to babysit. These are some grown men getting handsomely paid. I'm pretty sure they understand what the objective is. So, Juju Lewis, who was a 5-star recruit from Georgia, 17 years old, is going to get some PT this weekend, which definitely, I mean, one thing I always say about Deion in Colorado is that it's just entertaining. I mean, regardless of whether they win or lose, it's just an entertaining outfit. And I enjoy watching it. I enjoy talking about it. Like I think overall, you know, there's no doubt that the curly headed guys on that first team got done wrong. But I think ever since then, it's been pretty good.
It's been electric out there. Going to a Colorado game is a thing now. Deion brought that back. I mean, it had been dead and dormant for years. And so even he's still a success, even at 0-1 this season with that disappointing loss of Georgia Tech, just because of where, you know, people are paying attention. Folks want to go to Colorado football games. Plays, you still got celebrities on the sideline. He's made it a thing. It was nothing. And so from that standpoint, he'll always probably be a success. But I'm gonna tell you right now, it's gonna get hard for him. And we're gonna find out just how committed to this he is.
Absolutely. Well, there's no doubt about that. We will. If it continues to go the wrong way on him. You know, with the health issues, with the fact that, you know, his son's not there, both of his sons.
Yeah, Shiloh's gone too. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Anyway, people made jokes about it, Jason. They said Deion had to use the bathroom, and that's why he didn't use the timeouts.
Oh, man, the whole depends thing and all that stuff. And
you think that's out of bounds?
I guess not. Now, there's not much that's out of bounds. And Deion sort of, you know. He's kind of leaned into it too, you know,
Brad didn't
in a
like
self-deprecating
it. Brad thought,
way.
Brad thought it was disgusting.
I think he has a deal with Depends now.
Yeah, they actually
he?
Have Depends is on the little porta john they've got on the sideline. They
so
have a porta john on the sideline. Very smart branding.
Let's call it a porta potty.
When you lean into it, you know you're going
to. Let's call it. We don't have to bring my namesake into it, Brad.
Porta potty.
I mean, I think that's
portalette.
You know, nobody wants to. What if it was called a porta brat? You know.
I'm sorry that you're identified with. Sideline urinals.
It's like when it's like John gets called the, the guy that buys the prostitute, right?
It is a John.
So, you know, that's
what that is historically called, a John.
Yeah, but I mean, why? I mean, is it like the
you
Jane
tell me
Doe, John Doe? I don't know. Not I think sure. We should stop that as well because it offends me.
Georgia Tech looks pretty good though, right? I mean, that wasn't a slaw loss. I mean, there are worse losses, right?
Their quarterback's pretty tough, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think they're probably like a 7-8 win team.
Oh, their commissioner, he loved it. He went to Colorado. We ACC, look how strong we are. And he included Georgia Tech among his upper half of teams. But that team ain't, you know, it's not going up against Clemson or anything else in the ACC. Florida State. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. After
Florida State looks friggin'
doing what they
awesome.
Did to Alabama. I still think Clemson's got the edge for me, but you're right. Florida State was impressive in that victory with how physical they were.
Castellanos.
They might be able to do that to Clemson, maybe. Yeah,
they might.
But Georgia Tech ain't coming close to that, right, John?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay. Just to make sure.
I don't think. I think they're, you know, that they're tier
SMU's below. SMU's up there.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't leave them out.
That's a hell of a conference, though, man. I mean, if Bama is down like this.
Miami,
Texas lost. Like ACC looking pretty damn good right now.
Between just the ones in Miami and Clemson and Florida State.
SMU's supposed to be good, so supposed to be a playoff team. I mean, time to turn it on.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. By the way, Red Zone will have full commercials. We did get that news. as we get out of here.
I got it. I'll have all the games. It doesn't matter.
Wow. Look at this guy.
Feel really good about the weekend, fellas.
I want to know how that's going for you later.
Very happy.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
You changed my life, Jason. No joke. No cap.
That's amazing.
Have my pastor call me.
I'll let you guys.
That's great.
I'll let you guys get together during the break, hug it out.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to do that. Yeah,
Norton Heard the Fourth going to join us at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Leaders Credit Union. I'm actually working with the good folks at Leaders Credit Union as we speak. Trying to get the HELOC. I got some things I want to do to the house. Maybe a little conversion here or there. And I'd rather just use a HELOC to do it, man. And just pay it over the course of however many years. That's what it's for, right? If you don't have the cash or you don't want to use the cash, work with a group like the Leaders Credit Union that can help you take that HELOC out and make that process super easy for you. That's what they do at Leaders. They're here to really make sure that, you know, you get that full service banking, checking accounts, savings accounts, loans, mortgages, credit cards, state-of-the-art technology to help you move forward, to help you champion your financial story. But you got to get an account. Go to leaderscu.com/ESPN to learn more. That's leaderscu.com/ESPN. All right. So a couple of things on the media front, Jason. Red Zone, which, you know, used to be 7 hours of commercial free football, will now only be 7 hours of NFL football because they're going to have commercials. And by the way, that's not just me like ad-libbing. Like, that's literally what the what Scott Hansen said the intro is going to be now. 7 hours of NFL football starts now. Is this the end of an era?
Red Zone? I was never a part of the era. And so it was not the way I chose to consume my football ever. And so I can't speak to it. I really can't. It was never Red Zone has never been a big deal to me. And obviously, and even now with the change or whatever, it won't be. You are a product of the Red Zone, it seems like. Jeffrey Wright, I think, is a Red Zone man. I think I've heard him talking about it. I'm not a Red Zone man. It's not on my radar.
Yeah. I would say maybe like 10 years ago.
Yeah, it seems like it's sort of past
maybe it was
time.
More like prevalent. Right. Like for me, like I used it, you know, back when I didn't have the option, right? Like I was, you know, I wasn't, you know, you couldn't, I wasn't betting on the NFL. The only exposure I really had to the NFL was just, was fantasy, right? Like in terms of, you know, actually doing anything with it. And then, you know, for the Raiders, most of the time they play in that late window, you know, so you didn't really have to worry about catching them because they like, there's only like three games, right? That's going on at that time. So I just could always catch it on Red Zone. But eventually, once I had access to Sunday Ticket, like I, you know, now that I do bet on the NFL, like I do prefer watching the full games, you know, so I have to have it now. But, you know, Red Zone for the average Joe, for the average bear, you know, I mean, Brad, you were a Red Zone guy, right?
No.
Okay. But how did you watch NFL football?
Just whatever they would allow me to watch on regular cable television or now, you know, YouTube TV of late.
Gotcha. So you just watch the CBS or Fox.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
So like if it was generally Cowboys or Titans, cause those were the packages that our local affiliates have been picking up. But now I've opened up a whole world of fun and I guess I'll get Red Zone too. You know, I'll be on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you'll get everything.
Yeah, I'll
everything
be on
you could
there.
Ever dream of.
You won't need Red Zone anymore, but that channel's on there, bro.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's just cool, like, if you really want to watch the Bears, or you really, you know, which I'm going to just pick up the Bears and Jason's team this year. That'll be my favorite, since so we're not carrying
wow.
the Cowboys.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a development. Change. There's a development. Yeah,
Did you guys negotiate that
no,
during the break there?
No, like, Michelle Smallman from the morning show I listen to on Sportsmanlike Mornings on 92.9, she's one of these former Rams fans that became a Packers fan. I'm not going to become a Packers fan. Like, I got no allegiance to Wisconsin. My family live in Illinois. I've always kind of liked the Bears, even though, you know, there was this Illinois-St. Louis-Chicago rivalry between those two. But after thinking about it, I was like, you know, for the show, for y'all, I owe it to you to actually get off the fence. And so today, I will honor you with my Mark Giannotto get off the fence of picking the Bears as my favorite this year that I will enjoy watching. I'm going to try to root for them. Yeah.
Welcome.
Jason? Yeah.
We welcome you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're Illinois.
It's Illinois. You know, it's part of the culture.
You're home.
Yeah, it's part of the culture. So
it could be a slow rise, but know that you've got the right man for the job in Ben Johnson. And so just trust, okay? Again, if we don't make playoffs this year, don't be overly disappointed. Hang in there. As long as you see upward trajectory and improvement, that's what we're looking
for. They have so many weapons, though. As I was researching for tonight's 92.9 fantasy draft, which we'll have between the three of us and the rest of the crew, they're deep.
Yeah, once again, I've got the second to last pick. Who did that?
That's Ben Hogan. Mm. Hogan.
Every year. Sorry. Now, that helps me on the snake back, right?
Yeah, you get a Dwight twice.
It does not help me to start.
You get really good picks as opposed to one.
I'm getting man number 11 on your list. Mm-hmm. Who's that?
It's like CeeDee Lamb or something.
He's on down. Right. Exactly. So am I the first guy that takes a QB? Those are the questions that come when you're picking 11 out of 12.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at receivers, here's what Fantasy Football Toolkit will tell you, Jason. Obviously, Ja'Marr Chase will be first off the board.
He'll be long gone.
Brad Carson will pick him first. Justin Jefferson, CD. Yeah, probably CD or maybe, Robinson or Saquon or maybe even Gentry if you like the Raiders. What say you, John Martin?
I would not take Gentry.
I can't do it with my first pick. With my first pick.
Your second one, though, when you snake around, maybe.
Well, it's the same thing, but I just wouldn't draft Gentry generally this year.
Really? You're making that up. You're just capping.
No, I would not. I don't think he's going to last. Watched him in preseason. I don't believe he's going to last.
They're just
going to
battering ram him too much, you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Over-usage.
I think there's like a 12% chance he plays more than 15 games.
Wow. Because this morning they were talking like he's going to be Marshawn, basically, for that team.
I mean, it's just like you can't – I said that wrong with Jeff, but, dude, you can't – you have to make people miss the NFL, bro. Like, you have to be able to, you have to have some shiftiness. And he really was not – he didn't run the 40. We talked about that. He didn't run it. People think if he did run it, he would have been like a 4.6 guy.
Wow.
Which, to the three of us, that's blazing fast. But
when
you're playing against
that,
everybody – everybody's run a 4.4, I mean, or 4.5. It's not that fast. So, we all watched him at Boise State. He ran through you.
Right.
And I don't think he's going to be able to do that. He's going to try to do it, but I don't think he's going to be able to do it successfully in the NFL. So, I will not be taking Gentry this year.
You might have influenced my draft right there. Yeah.
I don't know who I got eighth or something. I always think I have eighth, and then I finish eighth. Like Tubby, I picked eighth, I finished eighth. What do you want?
Mm.
Power
rankings up at The Athletic. They moved Green Bay up to number 3, John. They bumped the Bills down and bumped the Chiefs down to put Green Bay up at 3. Philadelphia Eagles are number 1. Baltimore Ravens are number 2. Do you agree with Green Bay being pushed up to 3 ahead of the Bills and ahead of the Chiefs?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's just an overreaction to this move. I do.
I'm going to agree with you there. I don't think they belong yet above the Bills or KC. I think this is a little bit of a knee jerk.
We did have Dr. Fang on who tweeted again this morning. He wrote an article about his under on the Bills. So he might say that they should be above the Bills, but I get it. There are questions about the Bills roster, but they do win 12 games a year. I mean, off the rip. With Josh Allen. And do we really know? I like Jordan Love. I liked him a lot better 2 years ago when everybody thought he sucked and he was proving everybody wrong. But now it feels like he's been overly crowned. And I think he's not that guy. I think he's like a, top 12, top 14 level quarterback. Is he better than that? I don't know, bro. That's asking a lot in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, I do think the Packers defensively clearly they haven't had a man in the top 35 in sacks. They didn't have one last year in the top 35 in sacks. They were still fourth in defensive expected points added, 7.1 per 100 snaps. So even with the big defensive tackle gone, that defense is still going to be good enough. I'm with you. I mean, Jordan Love's still got a lot to prove. I do think he's shown that he has the tools. It's going to be about, what the development, everything else, taking care of the ball. Are you too reckless? Those kinds of things. And then just staying healthy. But, I think Jordan Love's – I think they got their man. He's not going to be a Hall – I don't know that he's going to be a Hall of Famer like the two previous ones they had. But I still wouldn't put them above the Bills because I think the other thing that factors in here, you mentioned the 12 wins the Bills always seem to get. They have an incredible schedule advantage, I want to say. Those AFC East teams and the Bills in particular, like their schedule is – Patriots, same thing. Bills' schedule is easy. Everybody in the Central's schedule is really tough this year with the matchups. And so Green Bay's got a much more difficult schedule going into the season as well. So, I mean, just from what the Bills have accomplished already and from what they've got in front of them this season with this schedule, I'd have them above Green Bay still. And probably the Chiefs as well. So,
yeah,
Micah can prove it. He looks like I'm looking at a video of him hitting a sled. Doesn't look like that back's a problem. Micah can prove it to us when he gets up there. But that Green Bay team is ready. It's now a contender. I will say that. I don't know about making them number three, but they are truly a contender in this league, Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're like, I mean, if you held me down and forced me to pick like a number in terms of what they are, I think like. Five.
That's where they were before the deal. That's what they came up from. They were five.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're still five.
That's where I'm at. And above Lions at six. That's what I'm willing to give them. And we talked about that right after the trade. I'd push them to the top of the NFC North and have the Lions, but I'm not putting them above Bills and Chiefs. So five is where they were, and I think you're spot on. We agree. It's where they should be.
Yeah, like, I mean, is Micah really – I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm down on the guy, but –
well, you said it didn't change Dallas's season win total at all.
Well, because they just were anticipating that it would be a bad defense even with him.
That's true. So. And I'm not. Did it change Green Bay's at all? Did it add a game to it?
I don't believe so. No, I think it impacted their Super Bowl odds.
Right.
You know, I think that's. I think that definitely went down, but.